I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Big Blue fans are gearing up for an extra special celebration. Members of the 1978 national champion Kentucky Wildcats team will come together this weekend to celebrate the 40th anniversary. The guys are also giving back to the community by participating in an upcoming Habitat for Humanity fundraiser. Earlier this week, I sat down with the MVP of that championship game, Jack Goose Givens, and Carl Crace of the Crace Family Companies, owner of Halls on the River, and a promotional partner in the Habitat event. Gentlemen, it's great to have you guys here today in our studios. And Jack, it's a big weekend for you. The 1978 Wildcats will be pretty much faded again on the campus of the University of Kentucky with all kinds of events. Talk about what the next few days are going to be for you.
Well, we have an awesome schedule set up. All the guys are coming in Thursday afternoon. We have an opportunity to meet the press, if you will. We have press conferences scheduled. All the guys are going to be there, so they'll have a chance to get interviewed, as well as coaches. Coach Hall will be there. So we will start off the afternoon with that. Then we go to practice, and we get to watch the current team work out, which will be fun. This will be the first time a lot of guys get to see Coach Cal in action and this year's team, as a matter of fact. So that's going to be fun. Friday night, we have a big day schedule. We have about 4 hours of autograph sessions set up. We have a lot of items that need to be autographed by the entire team, books and balls and posters and everything else in between. So we'll do that. The thing I'm really excited about, we've partnered with Habitat and Habitat for Humanity, and we have some really neat stuff scheduled with them. You'll hear more about that. And then Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3, we have an event that's open to the Big Blue Nation. We hopefully get a lot of people out there. We've had great response. It's going to be over at Kroger Field. We will sign autographs. Folks who come, we'll have an opportunity to get an autographed basketball, autographed book. They'll get an autographed poster. They get to eat and drink and be merry, all that good stuff. And that's going to be Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. That's going to be fun. And then we'll be recognized at the game Saturday night. Kentucky plays Missouri. And we'll be actually introduced at halftime of that ball game. So it's an action-packed week, that's for sure.
And your feelings or your emotions as you approach this 40th anniversary?
Well, the first emotion is I'm getting old. That's the first thing. 40 years ago for anything is a long time. But actually, it's going to be fun. We're going to have all the guys together, and every time we get together, great stories are going to be told. We have an opportunity to relive some days, relive some experiences, get to just share time with people, with each other. We can now give Coach Hall a hard time, which we couldn't do as players. We can make him suffer for all the times he ran us and treated us bad. So we get to do that as well. But it is going to be fun. It's a lot of emotion every time we get together. We're all very close still. But when you get us in the same room, you never know where the conversation's going to go.
I'm going to guess that at least somebody is going to mention to Coach Hall a season without celebration.
Well, the you know, we were dabbed that team that had no fun. We didn't celebrate. We didn't enjoy playing. We brutalized the game. All the negative things that the national media, not the local media, because they knew differently, but everything they could say about us was said. Negative was said. But the fact of the matter is, we're still partying. We're still having a good time, and that's what winning a championship does. So, you know, we've long time ago lived past all that negative stuff, and we're still having a great time today.
Celebrating and giving back, and that leads us to the Habitat connection.
Absolutely. That's one of the great things about the 78 championship team is not only did they give us a wonderful thing to celebrate in the championship itself, they've been giving back ever since. Jack and many of the team are active in charity activities around the city and the state, and that makes a huge difference. And it's no different. We're having a private dinner for Habitat for Humanity here locally in Lexington at Halls on the River. And Halls was a very active place in 1978 as part of the Halls Catfish and the Halls Cats. was part of the
perfect
the
combination there.
Yeah, it was one of the things that Kaywood Ledford would say. It was a funny story. They talk about they're playing for the catfish because Steve Hall had bet everybody that if UK scored over 100 points in Rupp Arena, he'd buy everybody a free order of catfish that night. Mm-hmm. So there's a few times when they're playing for the catfish, which always a lot of fun. But we're doing this dinner. Crace Family Company has partnered with Habitat for Humanity International and created this this environment and the event, and we're thrilled to death at Halls on the River to have the cats back down.
And this is all toward the Big Blue Build. Who wants to talk about the Big Blue Build?
I'll talk some about it because it's really going to be a fun event for us. We get to pitch in, and I say we, some of the former members of our team, along with really I've had a lot of other athletes, former athletes at University of Kentucky, talk to us about getting involved, not just members of that team. And I'm talking about guys like Derek Ramsey and baseball players like Doug Flynn and some of those kind of guys. They all want to be a part of this Big Blue Build. We're going to, along with a lot of people who know what the heck they're doing, because we don't. They tell us to nail
a
nail.
You can swing a hammer. Come on.
They tell us to nail, put the nail here. That's what we're going to do. But yeah, we're looking forward to being a part of it. We're gonna help a needy family, less privileged family, to enjoy a home, maybe for the first time ever. And for those of us who, as Carl said, enjoy giving back to the community, enjoy being a part of this community, it's a great opportunity for us to just get involved and to partner with a great organization.
And Carl, who are going to be the recipients of this particular house that's going to get built?
The recipient is actually the Screech family here locally. It's a single mother, and we're excited about being able to help them put together their home. We're going to auction off big blue shutters and a big blue door at the dinner. Mm-hmm. There'll be some of the usual suspects at the dinner, and obviously the champs will be there too. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That means they've got to come back, I guess, in the fall and undertake this this project?
I think that's correct. I think it's going to be the fall or late mm-hmm. summer.
Yeah, and a lot of the guys live here locally, either here in Lexington. I live in Georgetown. Some of the guys, a couple of the guys live in Louisville. A couple of guys live down in the western part of the state. So a lot of the guys will be able to drive back in for that that weekend when we get involved in this project.
Talk about the importance of partnering with someone like like Habitat for Humanity.
Well, there's a lot of charity work that you can get involved with, but one that talks about the center of everything is the home. And to be able to help people, because this isn't a handout, it's a hand up. And it's an opportunity for folks to really participate in helping someone have a home. And April is Home is the Key month for Habitat for Humanity, and we're pretty excited about that.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for stopping by our studios. A busy weekend ahead, and we thank you for taking some time to come to the WKY studios and tell us all about not only the 78 championship, but something else to add?
Well, I just want to tell people they can go to our website to find out about our event on Saturday, which we're asking people to be a part of, because proceeds from that event, some of it would be donated to Habitat. Look at our website, Wildcats78reunion.com. Just go to our website. It'll tell you all about everything we have going on that weekend, and we invite people to be a part of it.
I'll tell you what, to make it easy, we'll post this interview and that link on our website.
Great.
So people can't go wrong that way.
That'd Perfect. Be wonderful.
Carl Crace and Jack Goose Givens, thanks again for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.